We're going to be reading a poem called The Way of an Ant. Follow along in your book as I read the poem out loud. Remember to turn the page when you hear. Ready? The Way of an Ant by Kazuo Mizumura. Once there was a young ant who wanted to climb as high as the blue sky. He started to climb the tallest blade of grass he could find. When he reached the tip of the grass, he looked up and saw that a dandelion stood even higher. He raced down to the ground and started to climb up the dandelion. When he reached the top of the dandelion, he looked up, and there against the sky, he saw a rose, stretching its stem as high as it could go. He hurried down to the ground and started to climb up the stem of the rose. When he reached the rose, he stopped a while to smell its petals. Then he thought he saw the sun in the sky. But it was only a sunflower's golden ring, shining high above the rose. He tumbled down to the ground and started to climb up the sunflower. When he reached the face of the sunflower, a gnarled branch of an apple tree with three green apples hung over him. He quickly ran down to the ground and started to climb up the apple tree. When he reached the top of the apple tree, he looked up and saw a maple tree, shading him from the sky with its fan-like leaves. He rushed down to the ground and started to climb up the maple tree. When he reached the top of the maple tree, he took a deep breath and looked around for the sky. But there was an enormous oak tree towering over the whole field. He ran down to the ground, dashed across the field, and started to climb up the oak tree. When he reached the top of the oak tree, he was very tired. But the higher he climbed, the higher he wanted to climb. Then he saw a pine tree on a faraway hilltop reaching up to the sky. He went down again to the ground, ran to the hilltop, and started to climb the pine tree. When he reached the top of the pine tree, there was the blue sky as far as he could see, and there were mountains beyond mountains, and trees beyond trees, enough for him to climb forever. At last he understood. As long as he kept on climbing, the blue sky grew higher and higher. He slowly turned his head and looked behind him. And there he saw the pine tree, the oak tree, the maple tree, the apple tree, the sunflower, the rose, the dandelion, and the grass. How surprised he was to see how hard he had tried. How happy he was to have climbed so high. But now he was much older and a little wiser, and he would climb no more. He started down, and on the way he met a young ant rushing and puffing to climb up to the sky. The old ant smiled and nodded at the young ant and passed without saying a word. And that's the end of the poem.